The goal of today's standing session is to start to learn how to notice when your body is collapsing or coming out of alignment, and gently bring it back into alignment without breaking the downward flow. So begin by settling into your normal posture, finding the weight in the centers of the feet, letting the ankle joints, the knee joints, the hip joints all open over the next couple minutes, and bringing your spine all the way up through the neck and head into alignment the way you always do when you start your standing practice. We're also going to focus on integrating the arms into your downward scan. So as you're coming into your leg and spine alignments, I also want you to feel between the shoulder blades and let the shoulder blades spread apart. As the blades spread out across the ribs, what you want to happen is you want that to create a sense of turning. It creates a turning and a wrapping feel, first through the shoulders, then the upper arm, then the elbow, down through the forearms, down through the wrists, and down through the hands and the fingers, so that you end up with the palms facing backwards. So you'll see that palm posture with hands by the sides, maybe resting on the legs, but it's a mistake to think that it starts by turning the hands backwards. You want to turn from the shoulder blades, and that's going to help you spread the shoulders out, instead of, if you turn from the hands, it tends to collapse and hunch the shoulders forward. So the key to getting the arm posture correct in your standing practice is to open out from the spine and spiral down through the arms and the hands. When you do this correctly from the spine, what you'll feel the arms filling up. So by the time you reach the fingertips, you want to establish a sense of fullness, with the fingers gently pressing down and the crown of the head rising up simultaneously. Often, the reason the natural rising flow of energy that comes up the spine and over the head gets impeded is that there's a collapsing that goes on behind the heart, sort of at the juncture, if you can imagine, the arms out by your sides in a T shape across with the spine. Right at that juncture, we tend to lose that connection. So this method of filling up to the crown of the head and out to the fingertips simultaneously as you start to stand will ensure that the natural circuit gets completed. So just take a minute or so and settle in. Again, first you're just trying to let your alignments come together. Let your breathing go smooth, and you're using your breathing as your transition practice, feeling outside the body, and then inhaling to feel inside the body. Ideally, the sense of your external speed, the speed going on around you, and your internal speed that we're really tuning into to make standing happen, come in some kind of balance as you settle into your practice. So balancing from the outside and the inside. Now, bring your awareness up to the crown of your head. So start feeling the place right at the top of the head. Every time you go and stand, you kind of use this gathering of awareness at the crown of the head to set your internal speed. It may vary from day to day or session to session, but what you want to tune into at the beginning is kind of where you're at right now. The secret to getting the stuff we're trying to do today to happen is that you start to learn that the speed of the body. Right? If you think about gates too much and try to feel the gates and you start imagining the gates, You're going to move at a mental pace. You're going to move at a speed where you imagine each thing happening. But we want to move at a speed where we feel things happening. So starting at the top of the head, let your awareness rest on the crown of the head and start to notice a little bit at a time if you start to sense this kind of downward flow. So it's almost like water trickling down or filling up a sponge, seeping through all the crevices in the sponge, a dry sponge, letting it saturate a little bit at a time. Engage that process as you come down from the crown of the head, through the forehead, the temples, even down to the eyes. Do it right here, and as you go further and further through the body, where we tend to have less feeling sensation, you'll be tuned in to the natural speed that your body wants to go at. So as you feel down, notice front, sides, back of the head. And the most important thing today is noticing whether when some sensation jumps out at you, whether you tend to get pulled into it. If you get sucked into it, you're going to break the continuity. So again, it's like you're trying to feel for the fluids in the body, trying to feel the sense of saturation, which doesn't have to be this kind of pinpoint sensation. So as you come down through the face, down through the jaw, the mouth, right? Think broadly and feel pressure and fluids and kind of a diffuse kind of feeling. That's what you need to access. As you come down through the neck and the throat and to the tops of the shoulders. Now, as you come into the shoulders, I want you to see if you can feel the shoulders nest, the tops of the shoulders, and the sense for where the blades are simultaneously. So we're going to repeat this process at every set of joints through the arms, where the first thing you do is you feel around the joint instead of trying to feel deep inside the joint. So try to locate your shoulders nest. And you do want to feel both sides at the same time. This is another way to strengthen your ability to do this practice. When you get to the arms, you're not just feeling one thing, you're feeling left and right sides of the body simultaneously. And at this point, it's worth mentioning, or try to do this like you're listening for something, right? We never make that distinction of listening through the left ear or through the right ear. You take the sound in through both. So with your feeling awareness, it's not like you're looking for your shoulders nest, it's like you're listening for them. And that's going to make this much easier. So feel around the joint, all the way around, but start to notice as you feel for the armpit, leave some awareness on the outside of the joint. And by setting up that contrast of outside and inside, you'll feel how your mind naturally starts to soak in, right? You're going to have a tendency to want to go deeper in. Don't rush it. Try to follow it. And again, it comes back to that pace of the body, not the mind. Now we're going to continue down the arms. So feel down through the upper arms. As best you can, trying to feel a flow through the tissues of the arms. But your next major marker will be the elbow joints. So if you can, make that movement as continuous as possible. Don't jump right to the elbows. And when you arrive at the elbow, first don't go into it, feel around it. So feel the crook of the elbow, the tip of the elbow, inside and outside. Get the surfaces first. And as you activate the four surfaces of each elbow, it's a pretty natural tendency to then feel into the centers. So don't fight that natural process, and don't rush the natural process. Let your mind soak into the centers of each elbow. And if you stay with the elbows, you'll start to notice at least some part of your body will continue to move down. A sense of the fluid flows will gradually start to want to go down the forearms. That's what this whole posture is designed to do, to facilitate a downward flow. Right? Other postures will do different things and move your energy in different directions. But the arm posture, the quad, the hips, the shoulders, everything in this posture is designed to make it easy for things to flow downward. So it's natural to feel that. So when you feel like you've got a sense of balancing the left elbow and the right elbow, follow that flow down the forearms. Feel the backs of the forearms, fronts of the forearms, insides and outside, until you get to the wrists. And again, same process. Back of the wrist, inside of the wrist, two sides of the wrist. Especially if you do a lot of computer work or have wrist strain going on, right? We tend to get into the wrists and really start to feel them. They can be really achy. So it's the same thing as anything else you'd feel in the body as you try to do this. When you feel pain or you feel ache that you've been ignoring, the tendency is to want to fidget and adjust to try to shift that pain and get away from it. But in this process, since you're trying to awaken the spaces inside the body, all you want to do is feel what's there. Right? Don't try to jostle it or move it around. That's not going to really change it. But feel what's inside of it. And as you go into the center of the wrist, let your mind sink in towards the centers of all those little bones. And the spaces between them, you'll start to resolve some of that energy. And again, that's something you'll get into more when you go into straight dissolving, but for now, just try to feel it, even if it's a little achy, without fidgeting around. And continue down through the bones of the hands, centers of the palms, and out to each fingertip. And what we do when we get to the fingertips is going to be really important, so just take a second to let that flow. Reach the tip of each finger. When you get to the fingertips, I want you to see if you can feel a sense of almost like a pull towards the floor, right? So the fingers go down towards the floor, point downwards. They'll start to connect into the energy of the earth. But that sense of anchoring the fingertips is going to be really important now as we start to go back through the torso. So do your best to leave that sort of set that anchor of the fingers and hold it there as you feel into your armpits again. You've kind of gone through what we did for the last few minutes of setting the arms up. It's going to allow us to then have continuity as we come back into the torso. So with some awareness on the fingertips, feel into the armpits and feel through the rib cage and see if you can find that sinking wave now coming down through the ribs and the torso. So almost like you're using that sense of the fingers being pulled towards the floor to pull the fluids and pull your energy down through the torso. Again, not forcing it. But feel height by height through the ribs and the spine and all the way to the diaphragm. Now feel down through the belly, front, back, and sides. Again, keeping a little bit of awareness on your fingertips, right? So the whole upper, everything from the shoulders down, has that sense of sinking through all the way through the arms. You've connected it from the spine to the fingertips. That's your kind of preset position. And even as you come down through the belly and down through the hips now, you keep some of that sense. And as you get down to the hips and the quad and you start to get into the legs, just gently check your alignments. Again, without fidgeting, without spazzing out and breaking the flow, test the crown of the head. See if with the tongue on the roof of the mouth, you can put a little bit more lift into the crown of the head. Make sure the spine feels nice and long. And then as you bring your mind down into the legs, just rock from the ankles so that you've set the weight in the centers of the feet. So notice if you've collapsed onto your heels or the knees have fallen in, or if you've stiffened the hips through this process. Let the lower back relax down, while down through the tailbone as you sit in the quad. And then bring the centers of the knees into alignment over the centers of the feet. So the advantage of just gently resetting your alignments as you're in this stage, right? The problem is that you may have collapsed, but the advantage is that your mind has soaked much deeper into the body compared to the first couple minutes of your stand. And so you can set yourself into your alignments in a deeper way. So it's important to kind of resettle. But you keep that feeling down through the fingers and let that same sense of sinking continue down through the thighs and the knees. And let that drop continue through the lower legs. Feeling the shins and the calves. Through your ankle joints. And for the last little bit here, just feel down through the feet. If you can make the soles of your feet feel just like the fingertips, right? Really connected and anchored to the ground. For one last minute, what you've set up then is a sense of everything sinking from the crown of the head down through the soles of the feet. And you'll find this natural place where the alignments are open just the right amount to facilitate the sinking. You open them too much, too forcefully, and your body will stiffen up. If you don't open them enough, your body will collapse. So to develop an intuitive feel for how open is open enough, based on how well you sink down through the feet and into the floor. Good, and then just on your own for the next maybe 20, 30 seconds, back off any remaining effort, let your mind come to rest, and you've just done 20 minutes of continuous sinking, integrating your arms with your body.